Here are my six rules for money and parties, from weddings to birthdays to dinners at home to everything in between, because I fear we are truly starting to lose the plot.
This is Having People Over, my 30-day series all about hosting, gathering, and building community at any budget to celebrate my upcoming book, Having People Over.
Number one, if people are having to spend a bunch of money to celebrate you, their presence is the gift. Now, obviously, if someone is having to take precious vacation time at work, fly themselves across the world, and put themselves up in a hotel for your wedding, congratulations, you have received their present by them showing up. But I think this also applies to things like birthday dinners. Like, for example, if people are having to go to shell out $100+, including to pay for your meal, you have received your gift. Now, people can always give you a gift on top of that, and some might, but you should not expect it, and I think you should even go out of your way to say it is not expected. Number two, if you're having people over for dinner at your home, either plan for a meal that every guest can enjoy or budget for multiple options. Although a guest should volunteer this information, it is still a host's responsibility to check the dietary considerations, allergies, etc. of their guests. And either they need to plan a meal that every guest can thoroughly enjoy, or they need to have a few different options. Your vegetarian friend should not be sitting awkwardly at the end of the table because you made a pot roast with all the vegetables already in it and the mac and cheese has bacon. Number three, if you have made your celebration extremely cost prohibitive, you can't be offended if people can't join. You are allowed to plan a 4-day ski trip to Canada because January birthdays suck and you want to do something really fun and special with it, and trust me, as an Aquarius, I understand. But you cannot be offended if one out of the six people that you have invited are able to go and they don't need to explain their budget to you. If you want everyone to be able to go to something like that, budget for their tickets too. Number four, if you order something for the group, you have to pay for it. I was once at a party where I received an unprompted flute of champagne for a toast someone was giving, and then I was charged for that flute of champagne at the end of the meal. And if we're really splitting hairs, it was only like a third of a glass of champagne, and I was charged for the whole thing. If you want to send something around the table, like a round of shots or a dessert or whatever the case may be, like, you have to pay for that. Because not only did other people not order it, some of the people might not even be eating or drinking it. Number five, the expectations you're setting for your guests should be commensurate with the experience you're providing them. For example, if you're requiring people dress black tie for your wedding, you need to provide a black tie experience. People should not be shelling out hundreds of dollars on a black tie appropriate gown or a tuxedo rental only to have rail liquor offered at the bar. Lastly, number six is remember that just because something is very special for you does not mean it's very special for everyone else, especially as it pertains to their budgets. You may only be getting married once, but your guests might have 5 weddings that summer alone. And your birthday may be a special enough occasion for a $200 per person prefix dinner at a steakhouse, but literally everyone has a birthday. So chances are your guests are being expected to pay a similar amount of money for many of those throughout the calendar year. Long story short is, be considerate and stop using your special moments as a reason to bankrupt the people who are supposed to be your friends.